Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 28th day in the month of June 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is in our midst. He is ready to speak to us. And the question I always ask at the beginning of the show is that, are you ready to listen? May God give us a listening ear and an obeying heart in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Commanding Your Miracles. Once again, today is the 28th day in the month of June, Commanding Your Miracles. Commanding Your Miracles. I am for today is taken from hymn 15. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Psalm 134 to 140. And our memory verse is taken from John chapter 2, verse 5. John the servant. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Our Bible reading is taken from John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12. John chapter 2 from verse 1 to 12. From verse 1 it reads, On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited. The wine was gone. Jesus' mother said to him, They have no more wine. Woman, why do you imply? My hour has not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, Do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servant, Fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he said to them, Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. This did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, Everyone brings out the choice wine first, then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers, and his disciples. There they stayed for a few days. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Today's Bible reading tells us the story of the wedding in Cana of Galilee. When the wine finished at the wedding, Mary informed Jesus about it, expecting him to provide a solution. However, Jesus replied that his time had not yet come. Mary must have smiled and said to herself, Son, your time will come tonight. She told the men confidently, Do whatever he asks you to do, and before the end of the day, not yet, became now. You can also command a miracle from God. You can pray in such a way that you will know that God has heard and your miracle is on the way. Jabez was a man who prayed such a prayer for many years. He was labored as a cause of the pain and sorrow until he said, Enough is enough. He called on God to turn his situation around and granted his request. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10 says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and will enlarge my coast, and that thy hand be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." We don't know how long Jabez prayed for, and we don't know, but we know the result of his prayers. God turned the story around in the name that is above every other name. Whatever you have long waited for will come speedily in Jesus' name. Amen. To command your miracles, you must know how to engage in fervent prayers and be persistent with them. James said that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man avails much. We can find that in James chapter 5 verse 16. During a Holy Ghost service at the Redemption City, I waved my hands as I stood on the altar and miracles started happening. It is possible for some pastors who saw that happen to wonder, why can't I also wave and have miracles happen? I serve the same God this man serves. I also pray and fast regularly. However, they may not know that before that day, I've been that miracles should happen just at the wave of my hand for about 15 years. Some of the things people see happening now in the Redeemed Christian Church of God are as a result of my persistent prayers with God. Beloved, don't be tired of waiting on God. Command your miracles by remaining persistent in the place of prayer. As you pray, take heed to the Holy Spirit's instructions. Obey them and you will receive your miracles before long. Today's open heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please help me to remain persistent in the place of prayers in Jesus' name. Father, please help me to remain persistent in the place of prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. This Open Heaven Hour was brought to you once again by the Redeemed Christian Church of God. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be www.praisepalaceradio.com, click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour, you see all our past and Open Heaven devotionals, click on any of these you like to download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. So on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thank you for joining us. Till you hear your voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye bye.